And this is alarm, I think. As night is night for the birth of Imam Mujtaba, for the love of Imam Mujtaba, say a loud salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. During this night, to congratulate Imam of the age, say another salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajhum. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله أما بعد فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا لَا يَسْتَوُونَ. Please say a loud salawat all together. Congratulations to all of you for this very auspicious occasion of night, which is night of Nimai Ramadan, midnight of holy month of Ramadan, and also the night for the birth of son of Holy Prophet and the son of Ali Abu Tul, Imam Mujtaba alayhi salatu wassalam. Tonight there was a special excitement in the house of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam because of first birth of his son, which was born in the house of Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. After long time that the people, they were accusing sometimes by saying that Holy Prophet is Abtar, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala although sent down the rotor of Prophet by saying Inna a'atwayna kal kawthar, but at the same time there was a waiting, and all Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam were waiting for a time that they can see the fruit in the house of Fatima to Zahra salamullah alayha. And it is narrated in the history that all Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, especially Holy Prophet Amirul Mu'mineen, were very happy, and this news was spread outside that infallible personality, the first son in the house of Prophet, peace be upon him, that as the Prophet took him in his hands at that time, he said that Had al Hasanu huwa ibni. He said that although he was the son of Amirul Mu'mineen, but he said that Imam Hasan is my son. So he took them as his own son and named him himself. It is said that about the name of Imam Mujtaba, there is a narration that before Amir al-Mu'mineen was asked by Hazrat Sayyida, can you name this son? And she said, I cannot take advantage on the Prophet, peace be upon him. I will wait until Prophet comes. Then Prophet comes to Amir al-Mu'mineen, and Amir al-Mu'mineen takes the son and he says, this is your son, you have named him. And Prophet says, I will not go further than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I would like to wait until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to send down. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked at the Prophet, peace be upon him, waiting for the name of Imam Mujtaba, at that time he sends down Angel Jibreel, go down and say to the Prophet, peace be upon him, name him as a Shubbar. Because Prophet had said, Ya Ali anta minni bi manzilati Harun min Musa, that your relation with me is relation of Musa and Harun. And because one of the names of the sons of Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu salam was Shubbar, and second was Shubair, you have to name him as a Shubbar. And that was translated to Hasan Mujtaba alayhi salatu salam. So there was Hebrew name, of course. It was Shubbar was Hebrew name, although it is Ghalatul Am in our communities. It's called Shubbar, and the second is also Ghalatul Am, that is Shabir, that is not Shabir in true sense, that is Shubair. So these both names were being Hebrew name. And when I looked at the narrations in even Al-Sunnah, and Marhum Tabri says that these names were not being common within the society in the past. So in this hadith that is narrated, Al-Hasan wal-Husayn, Ismani min Asma'il Jannah, that these two names are names from Jannah. Ma summiyat fil jahiliyah. In the past, the ignorant society never named these names. So this was beginning of the names of Imam Hassan. And then it became the name of Imam Hussein. So we have to be thankful for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sending down these two names from the heaven, that the Shias in the world, they can name with Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. And brothers and sisters, of course, this personality had a chance to live with the Prophet, peace be upon him. For 7 years, he had this opportunity to be with the Prophet, and of course with Amirul Mu'mineen for a long time. He assisted Amirul Mu'mineen in various wars. He assisted Amirul Mu'mineen while he was in government, in the position of Khalifa. He assisted Amirul Mu'mineen while he was going through the various tragedies. And this personality of Imam Mujtaba alayhi salatu wasalam has a history in the time of Prophet, history in the time of Amirul Mu'mineen. But today I would like to discuss the peace treaty in the time of Imam Mujtaba alayhi salatu wasalam. That is the peace treaty with the Muawiyah, very famous, that is called Sulh-e Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wasalam. And the reason I have chosen in the past few days, probably you have heard that there is a movie or serial, it's been made by the name of Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein and Muawiyah. That is introduced by Saudi government, and that is being published in Kuwait in first, and now in many Arab countries that is being introduced. And that film or movie, it is introduced after the famous movie made by Iran, Mukhtar. Because of the popularity of this movie within the Muslim world, and especially within the Shias, and because it quotes about the history and the time of old Khulafa, and it speaks about some of the background realities within the history that no one has spoken about that, and it attracts the people towards itself, and this movie has become very popular. So that is why, to break the popularity of this movie, they tried to make another movie that calls with the three names. So combination of three names, you can understand that how that is possible, that at one place where Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, and then you name with Muawiyah. There is no chance that these three names can fit at one place. Brothers and sisters, sometimes we hear some sort of logic outside, that all the companions or all the close ones to the Prophet, peace be upon him, were same. But when we look at Quran, we find another logic, that is logic of Quran. That Quran has distinguished various groups, and it has created a difference between various types of the groups. So I've started one of the verses of Quran, said that you probably listened to that in Du'a-i Kumail, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا لَا يَسْتَوُونَ. That is that possible, that somebody who is a mu'min and another person who is a fasiq, both can be treated equally. They cannot be equal to each other. That means the difference between mu'min and kafir is something that maybe many of us think that there is only one type of the distance, that is iman and kufr. No, there are certain types of the distances, and there are certain types of the differences. One of the differences, of course, it's iman and fisq. There is somebody who is mu'min, another person who is fasiq. Both cannot be equal to each other. Then Quran has said, أَفَمَنْ كَانَ أَعْمَى وَمَنْ هُوَ الْبَصِيرُ لَا يَسْتَوُونَ, that the person who is a blind person and the person who has eyes, can they both be equal? Then Quran has said, those who know and those who do not know, can you bring them together? Can they be equal to each other? Those who have knowledge, الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, those who have knowledge and those who do not have knowledge, can they be treated equally? So let us look at the personalities of Ahlul Bayt Rahim Salam. Personalities of Ahlul Bayt Rahim Salam have all these qualities. They are mu'min, not only mu'min, but on the top list of iman. They are personalities, they are purified personalities from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They came with the taharat and infallibility. And when you look at these personalities, they are knowledgeable. And also when you look at these personalities, they are basir. When Quran has said that those people who are a'ma, that means those who are blind, it does not mean physically blind. There are people who are not physically, but spiritually they are blind. Ahlul Bayt Rahimahum Salam are basir. They have eyes. Sight is gifted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They came with the basarat and basirat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now if you like to treat both of them and say that two groups are equal to each other, that is not possible, because Quranic logic is they have to be distinguished. You have to keep both in distance. A mu'min cannot be equal to the fasiq. So let us look how that is possible, that a personality like Imam Hasan Mujtaba alayhi salatu wasalam. And on the other hand, a fasiq, according to the history, a corrupt person, a transgressor, a person who was openly committing the fisq and fujur. And about him, when you look at the letters of Amirul Mu'mineen, when he writes to Muawiyah, Imam alayhi salatu wasalam says that batil comes to the Muawiyah from all sides, sometimes from front side, sometimes from the back side, sometimes from the right hand, another time from the left hand. From all sides, this is being considered, according to Amirul Mu'mineen, Mahbatul Shaitan. The person Shaitan comes from all sides, and evils are going to cover him completely. A complete evil in this world, and Hasan Mujtaba, a complete mu'min in this world. How you can say that both can be considered equally? According to the narration, when we look at the hadith of Prophet, peace be upon him, Prophet said, لَوْ كَانَ الْعَقْلُ رَجُلًا, if aql and intelligence would have become in the form of a man, لَكَانَ الْحَسَنُ, the complete aql in this world is personality of Imam Hasan Mujtaba alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Prophet said, إِنْ أَشْبَهُ النَّاسِ خَلْقًا وَخُلْقًا هُوَ الْحَسَنُ الْمُجْتَبَى, one of the personality who is the closest to me in his creation, in his beauty, in his face, in his form, and in his akhlaq with me, that